This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Adrienne Hill. Santa tucked a lot of Frozen-themed toys under trees last night, but he also brought some classics, toys that have kept their charm year after year.
Imagination.
Wonderful products.
Brought to you by...
In our special series called Holidays Brought to You By, Jim Burris from WABE in Atlanta looks at a top toy from three decades ago, which still has fans today.
Picture it. Small town Kentucky, 1984. Five-year-old Jimmy and eight-year-old Shannon want one thing for Christmas, a Cabbage Patch doll.
Hello.
Hey, sis. How are you?
Hey, just fine. How are you?
Good, good. For the backstory, I hit up my sister, who still lives in Kentucky.
Why did we want Cabbage Patch Kids that year?
Because everybody had them, and that was the talk. Whether you were a boy or whether you were a girl, you had to have a Cabbage Patch Kid, and it had to look like you.
The story goes, Dad finally found the last few Cabbage Patch Kids just before Christmas. In what sounds like a sketchy backroom deal, he paid some guy a 300% premium for Carolina Jacobina and Wiley Irving.
One, two, three, push!
Fast forward 30 years.
This is our beautiful baby girl.
And Mother Cabbage Patch is still pushing out little boy and girl dolls ready for adoption. No, really, like picture a green Cabbage Patch the size of an amusement park carousel with a nurse stationed in its middle, pulling out naked newborn dolls.
Alrighty.
It happens 7 days a week here in Georgia.
I'm Margaret McLean, the Director of Corporate Communications here at Babyland General Hospital, home of the Cabbage Patch Kids in Cleveland, Georgia.
Nestled in the North Georgia mountains, Babyland General is a 70,000-square-foot replica of an antebellum mansion. It's part museum, part endless retail store. And it's a far cry from the humble beginnings where Xavier Roberts first created Little People in the late 70s. By 1982, the name changed to Cabbage Patch Kids. And for the next few years, they were the standard by which all toys were judged.
The demand was not expected. I mean, sometimes you just do not anticipate what was going to happen.
Unlike most popular toys, sales remained strong. In 2010, Time magazine named the Cabbage Patch to its top 10 toy crazes of all time.
I was four, and I was very excited. It had blonde hair and blue eyes like me.
Now, parents like Emily Horace bring their children here to adopt Cabbage Patch Kids. That's what her son, four-year-old Cody, is doing.
What kind of Cabbage Patch do you want, a boy or a girl?
A girl.
Why a girl?
Because I like it.
But what is it about the Cabbage Patch that still makes kids like it? Chris Bench is chief curator for the Strong Museum in Rochester, New York. It's home to the National Toy Hall of Fame.
It's kind of a classic baby doll, except it's not. It's different.
Bench says the Cabbage Patch doll's adoption papers, custom hair and eye colors, and unusual names distinguish it. So much so, the Cabbage Patch was a finalist for inclusion to the Hall of Fame in 2010. It didn't win.
I have every confidence that Cabbage Patch Kids will eventually get in. It just wasn't their year in 2010.
That was the year for the Game of Life and playing cards. At least the Cabbage Patch wasn't competing in 2005. That's the year the cardboard box won. In Atlanta, I'm Jim Burris for Marketplace.